Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience your intuition solving life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves. And we are also in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So these energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network. If you're listening later, you will still enjoy the benefits of the energetic upgrades that we're doing, and we do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. This show today, I was doing a dragon card reading, and yesterday I was on Dr. Pat's show and had so much fun with her, and then I asked Phil Free, who has been co-hosting on the first Wednesday of the month, The Truth is Funny. Hey, we haven't worked together so long on the radio, and I'm in the mood for correcting. Do you feel like coming on? And Phil said yes. So, Phil, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. Phil is, been doing energy work to improve his life. And he has been doing this for a long time now. He and I have worked together for 10 years, over the last 10 years, quite often on a daily basis. And Phil has been raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual. So when he comes to Canada, he can actually speak French. And he received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil has lived up and down the coast of California, and he is now settled in Tucson, Arizona with his family. And as I said, Phil and I have been working together for about a decade now. And Phil is also now has founded the Phil Free Energetics. And Phil is also a very talented musician. And so, Phil, what's going on in your life right now? Do you want to fill us in?
Well, I have a lot of things going on as usual. Raising kids and, as you mentioned, and had a couple doing some building around the property as well. And a lot of fun projects there. Very interested in permaculture and alternative buildings. Doing the band thing, playing music, have an upcoming show here in town in Tucson, Arizona, this Friday. Doing that, doing the energy work, doing the radio shows. So I don't know, there's some other things going on too. It just keeps going.
And so you and I were talking about, like, we wanted to get together and shift some energy because we're both picking up, like, this fear of the future energy. And we already do have a caller, and I just want the caller to know that we will take your call after the first break. But I just want to talk about this a little bit and do some general energetic shifting in general regarding people's future right now. And what you and I were talking about earlier is that it feels like the past is limiting the future, but it's not, it feels like the future is For a lot of people, it seems like they're very insecure about the future right now. But when you test it energetically, it feels like more like issues from the past that are not yet resolved. And I've been talking about this quite a bit, that there's a lot of astrological influences right now that I keep picking up weak. And it's not surprising because we have 8 planets in retrograde right now. That just means that it looks like from the Earth's perspective that the planets are moving backwards, but it's just like it's a lull in the energy. And a lot of people talk about Mercury in retrograde and communication going wonky, et cetera. And you know, this is something that does happen because it interferes in the electromagnetic area. But at the same time, sometimes it's a good thing to slow down. Do you want to just, you know, I just would like you to give the audience your thoughts regarding the future right now for most people and what you feel is weakening most people.
Right. Well, yeah, I agree with you on the one hand that a lot of concern of the future comes from unresolved issues from the past. A lot of people are not seeing that. So sometimes people fail to look inside themselves or look, you know, at what happened in the past before, you know, in order to move on forward. And so let's just strengthen that. At the same time, yeah, as far as the idle time, when things slow down, let's get people strong to that too, because it's not necessarily a good or a bad thing. It just is what it is. And then for us being able to adjust to it and manage it. And sometimes, you know, if it is idle time, then take advantage of that to rest or catch up on hobbies or other work that needs to be done.
Yeah, and this is something that I've been feeling for a while, that like, a lot of these planets are going to start moving forward in the next couple weeks. And you can feel the energy is not quite as intense as it was like even a few days ago. But this lunar eclipse that we have coming up on the 11th, that's like in the sign of Leo, and it's like kind of like that's the sunshine all being taken out of life. It's very dark and gloomy for a lot of people when they get triggered by this. And so what would you suggest people do right now if they're feeling like this nervousness? And because a lot of people are saying to me, a lot of my clients right now are going through major issues in their business, in authority, like government institutions. There's a lot of people saying that they feel like they need to make career changes, that their body is shifting and changing, that they don't feel like they that their body is the same, like they don't feel at home in their own body is what a lot of people are saying, that they have all these concerns that keep them up at night. And a lot of it is financial, but a lot of it is just like this spiritual kind of uneasiness of where is this all going? And that's what I've been picking up. And so as I'm talking and you and I are like, I can feel you shifting the energy around what I'm saying here. What do you feel is really happening here?
Well, I guess there's a lot of things happening, so it's not easy to answer that. But as far as some of the weaknesses I'm picking up on, a lot of people are feeling helpless, I noticed. So let's just get that neutral. And let's be neutral ourselves to whether they feel helpless or not. So helplessness often comes from a lack of knowledge or awareness, along with an ability to connect with the right answer. And then we're just also, for a lot of people, they're kind of frozen. A lot of people, when they get scared, they freeze. And others will just make irrational decisions. So a lot of us get just kind of thrown off. So we're just going to get neutral to all of that, you know, as it comes up in life. As far as what do I encourage for people? Here in this case, you know, advertising for ourselves a little bit, but what I do encourage is this. I mean, is this energy work, learning more about energy work, able to apply it, able to apply and feel like you're a person who can get answers. I mean, I think you feel that way. I feel that way. I feel like I can answer a lot. I can answer questions for myself, for others.
What's really beautiful about this, like right now we have a lineup of 3 callers. So I was thinking we're about to go to the break. Do we want to take the first caller quickly here so that we can work on it and make sure we have room to take these, all the callers calling in right now?
Sure.
Okay. So Carter, we'll take the first caller.
All right, Cindy, you are on the air and the truth is funny.
Good morning, Colette. How are you today?
Very good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I have something from last week that I called in about that I wanted to share some great news. And
okay,
also
awesome.
A question for today, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
So, last week I was speaking with Phil and his brother, and I was in a very anxious, self-doubtful place. I was looking for a job, and I wasn't sure if I should be taking a job or doing my own practice, which felt really important to me, and my personality was really hung up on that. And I'm pleased to say that I was offered that job, and I'm in such a much a more peaceful place with being able to do that. So I want to say thank you, and I appreciate that help that I had.
Well, thank you. Hey, Phil, good work.
yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, Phil is kind of he's kind of like used to getting good results, so he's not all excited about it.
That's okay. I'll be excited for him.
So what would you like Phil and I to work on with you now? Because we have a couple minutes, and we thought we'll leave you on the call over the break,
okay.
And we'll work on what you want us to work on now over the break, and then check in with
yes.
you.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I have some energy stuck in my upper chest and throat area. I think it's emotional things, and I would like some help to clear that if possible. It feels like it needs to go, and I would like it to go.
Okay. So what when you get in touch with this energy in your chest, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like this is really, really, really painful or it's bothering you, you're really, really, really bothering you, to 0, you're neutral. Where are you on that scale?
I'm probably about 6.5.
Okay. So if you just hang on through the break, when we come back, Phil and I are going to work on this during the break. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Phil Free. And when we come back, 1-800-930-2819, we're going to work on Cindy's issue through the break. And when we come back, we'll make some more shift happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen, and we have a surprise guest today, Phil Free from Phil Free Energetics. And Phil has been co-hosting my Truth is Funny show for the first Wednesday of every month, and speaking a lot about the Ennead with his brother. And so, Phil, do you want to just share your contact information with people?
Sure. They can just send me an email at whatphil@hotmail.com, W-H-A-T-P-H-I-L at hotmail.com.
And if they happen to be in the Tucson area, you're playing a gig. When is that?
So that's this Friday, Hotel Tucson. In Tucson, about 8 o'clock. I'm not exactly sure we'd come on, but about the event starts at 6:30.
Cool. All right. So, hey, if you're in the Tucson area and you want to go check that out, you know, it'll be a lot. If I was there, I would love to come and watch you. And so right now we have Cindy, who called in before the break, and she feels very congested in her chest, and you can feel like in her throat that there's something going on. So I'm just going to turn this over to you. What, you know, we were working on this in the break. What's coming up now?
I don't have any sense of what it was that was. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. There's just a little lapse here in Radio Land.
Okay. So out there in Radio Land, I feel like I had a huge cleansing, a clearing release from the work that you did. And it's like, I want to use the word magnificent because I'm feeling so clear now. My, you know, I have residual stuff in my throat just a bit, but the clearing from that is just incredible. I feel like the old memories are wiped. I don't even hold them anymore. And I feel like it was like a whole like global release. It was extremely powerful. And I just feel like I'm poised and ready for next thing. So it's so like incredible. Thank you so much.
Phil, do you want to, you're very welcome, Cindy. Thank you for calling in. We have quite a few callers, so we're going to take the next caller right away. Having said that, Phil, just for the audience and for Cindy and for those of us, what were you working on with her? What was the weakness?
Well, holding back all the things that weren't said through your life that you felt were necessary to that important to say that you held back. So just strengthening you, just forgiving yourself for all that, everything you did and didn't say, and just choosing more consciously from here on from a stronger place what you do and don't say.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
All
thank
right.
You, thank you. Have a great day. Okay.
You too. So I'm Carter. We have, Nara from California.
Yeah, Nara, you're on the air and The Truth is Funny.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hi, Colette. Hi, Phil.
Hi, it's our pleasure. What can we do for you today, Nara?
Zara.
So
Zara, yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. No worries. So I've been experiencing post-nasal drip for a year and a half at least, and I kept thinking it'll go away, and it's become very bothersome. It's like throughout the day, I feel this the back of my throat clogging up, and I have to run to the bathroom sink or to spit it out keep napkins in my pockets, and it's really problematic.
Yeah, okay, so what's coming up, on a scale, I like to get a scale here just so we can see how you're shifting. So 0 to 10, 10 being this is really, really, really bothering you, and 0 being like you're totally neutral. Yeah. And what's coming up, it's kind of like you have a bad taste in your mouth regarding life in general right now. It's coming up like the news, et cetera. Phil, what are you picking up?
Mostly just... It doesn't really matter whether you believe it or not. It's just whether even thinking about it just weakens you. So we're just going to strengthen you to thinking about past lives, thinking about your potential past lives and any experience you had during those past lives and any trauma you endured and any trauma you inflicted. And we're going to strengthen just kind of and clear that whole energy.
Yeah, this is coming up like on a spiritual soul level more than from this lifetime. So... I just want to check in with you, Zora, and see, like, have you noticed a shift yet?
Hard to tell. I don't know.
Do you feel any discomfort at the moment?
Not at the moment. See, it comes and goes, like, throughout the day. Like, when I called you, I wasn't real. Just before I called you, I had to... like spit something out, but when I was talking to you, I had nothing in my throat, so I can't really say that.
It's kind of like what's coming up is you don't like chit-chat. Like useless chit-chat is what's coming up. So
I don't like
it's
small talk. I don't like chat.
Yeah, there we go.
I like to focus on more like meaningful conversations and try to really, you know, talk about life and our purpose. Yeah.
Okay.
I just find people superficial.
Okay. So, but it's kind of like you have to, like, you want to almost like spit up like a baby, you know? You know how babies spit up if the milk's a little bit curdled?
Yeah.
That's how it's coming up. Like sour grapes, sour. One of the cards actually in my deck that came up this morning, because this was a dragon card reading also, is the card for the karmic space of jealousy. And the little saying on that card is, I'd rather be better than bitter. So a lot of people are feeling a little bit sad.
What does that mean?
Because what's coming up is that there's a lot that's being expressed out there and you don't like the way it's being expressed. And so you're backing it up. But this is like Phil right now is working behind this. And so, Phil, what's this bad taste in her mouth? Like, why does she have to keep spitting?
Well, I mean, you know, as far as the emotions are concerned, it's obviously anger coming up first, foremost, and then the grief. So all the unresolved anger and grief in your life is really coming up, you know, and so we're just going to strengthen you to all that. So a lot of it is just not knowing how to deal with it. And most people repress it, numb themselves or suppress it. So we're just going to strengthen you to all those things. And also, if you want to express it, let's just strengthen you to express it in a fashion that's healthy for you and for others. And for you, I'm just getting, perhaps you may want to write. You may want to write about your experience. It'll help you get it off your chest a lot. All the things that make you angry and sad and mad about the world, not just your past, but even about the world in general. Just write it out. You'll feel a lot better, I bet, afterwards.
So how does that feel to you?
The writing part, I've tried that in the past. I just don't connect with, it.
Well, what's coming up?
Talk about it.
So you're not connecting to solutions is what's coming up. So you're connected too much to the problem and resonating with the problem too much. So can you even imagine your life without the problem?
I don't know what the problem is exactly. I mean, in general, there's always problems every day.
Okay, well, can you imagine your life without having the spitting reflex coming up all the time, as often as it has?
That would be lovely, Phil. That would be lovely not to go back and not experience that.
All the things that make disgust you, really, you know, and then... It's just like looking for more reasons to be disgusted. All right. So if you go into something expecting it to be crappy, it probably will be crappy, you know. And if you expect that, you know, we're not going to give you any good answers and you're going to get nothing out of this, going to validate all your weakness, and that's the experience you're going to get out of this. So it's up to you to also make a conscious decision on some level. Do you want to get better? Or do you not want to get better? You know, and does the energy support you in that decision?
No, I just...
Okay, so I just...
No, I definitely want to get better. It's just that the writing, I've tried it in the past. Like, I think I'm a self-aware person, you know, and I do reflect a lot, and I have a good partner that I can talk to, so that's my outlet. So.
Well, then you can talk, and you can also record. That's another option. You can record onto, you know, audio.
I'm getting that you're, you know, I'm getting what Phil is picking up is that you'd like to write a book, but you won't give yourself permission to write it. And
really?
Yeah. That's why when he said record it, you're really strong to that. To, you know, then you get it transcripted, right? You might,
yeah,
you know, like
write it for
I have a blog right now. And the blog is, you know, it's Adventures of an Activated Goddess. And a lot of that comes from transcription from my radio show here. And sometimes I read it and I think, wow, I'm brilliant. You know, so that might be an option for you is what we're saying. So I want to thank you so much for calling in. We have to go to another break here. When we come back, we have some more callers and we're going to talk a little bit more about this energy about the future. If you want to have a great future, participate in it. Participate in the future.
Okay,
you know, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you both. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. So this is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, also at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, fromthevector.com, which is my energy correcting cards and paintings. And I'm happy to say that I am working on my Layer 4 manual right now, and I'm about a third of the way through it. And I will be having my first Layer 4 seminar at the end of September. You can check that out at my site. And also, I'm having another Layer 1 the weekend before. And so I have live talk events that are free. You can check that out if you're in the area in Kelowna. Just check out what it's like to experience this in person. It's so cool. Anyway, we'll be right back after this short break, and we're going to take the next caller.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free here on the show today. We're doing a bit of dragon card reading and we're correcting a bunch of energy. My cat wants to point out that Pearl, that she also is a practitioner and she won't leave us alone here because she's used to hearing, when she hears Phil's voice, she wants to put her two cents in. So yes, Pearl, we understand that you also are an amazing energy practitioner. So we are going to take the next caller. That is Raul from Seattle.
Hello, hello, Glenn.
Hello there. How are you doing, Raul?
Ooh, I'm enjoying this roller coaster ride. Pretty good.
So, is there anything in particular that on this roller coaster ride that you sometimes wanted to get off?
Well, you know, I found that incredible woman that, you know, I'm getting everything that I want, and I am freaking out. And I don't know what to do with it. I'm feeling a little disconnected from her, even though I recognize how amazing and beautiful she is to me and with me. So I really need some help with that.
Okay. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like you're freaking out and 0 being you're neutral, where are you?
I'm 8.
Okay. Phil.
Okay, so a lot of it is actually excitement that you're mistaking for fear and anxiety. It's like you're so excited on some level, you don't know what to do with it. So let's just strengthen you to being excited.
He's like,
I have a few ideas.
Are you?
I bet your girlfriend has a few ideas, too, what you can do with your extra excitement, you know.
Are you insinuating that he's like a 16-year-old boy?
Well, and that's how he feels inside, and that's how libido feels.
Okay.
Awesome.
On some level.
Okay, so how are you feeling now, Raul?
Well, I was feeling in the shift before we talked, and, you know, and also the sale of my house is happening the next, you know, couple weeks.
Okay, so he's got a lot. He's like a typical client that I have right now. That is like things are moving fast. And what's coming up is what I tell people, unfortunately, there is not a magic pill where everything in your life is going to go perfectly. And when you're doing energy work, sometimes the ride gets faster or seems to be faster because instead of sitting with a problem for 3 years, you might correct it in 3 seconds.
Mm.
You see, so things go faster, but a lot of people mistake that for being like things going from bad to worse, and a lot of people have this fear of change, and so that's what I'm correcting. Phil, what else?
So you're also caught, yeah, in excitement. It's kind of like when we're on a roll in life, sometimes we expect things to keep going at that speed for a long time. So now it's like, well, I got this girlfriend, and now I have, my house fell, and then let's just get you strong that, like, each individual thing, you don't need to associate with the other in the sense that, like, if, like, the house ends up taking a little bit longer, that you don't think, oh, no, now my luck's changing or something like that. So let's just strengthen you to, like you said at the beginning, the roller coaster. So there's going to be the ups and downs through situations. So even with this woman, as exciting as it may be right now, there may be some, you know, low spots, some lulls, some slow down, like on a roller coaster, it may speed up again. So
yeah, but on a roller coaster, on a roller coaster, if you're on the ride and the girl gets scared, that's when you kiss her.
Hold her tight.
And you don't want to do that on the way, you know, you can do that on the way up, But on the way down, you know, a lot of people, like, on the ride down, they feel nauseated is what's coming up. So it's kind of like stomaching. You know, you have a brain in your stomach also, right? And so it's almost like you can't stomach getting everything you want at once.
She's also going through her own process, processes. Like, so is she feeling me? Am I feeling her? So I'm like, we're like, whoa, hang on.
Mm-hmm. So Phil, what else?
So this is driving you to any too good to be true energy. So again, it's, if you have done, let's just look at it the other way too, that if you do a job well done, then you get a reward too. So, you know, if you're a good human being and she's a good human being, then maybe you deserve each other. And there's not, it's not too good. It's exactly what you deserve. So, and if on some level you don't feel like you deserve it, then you can also make some adjustments and say, well, where am I, you know, where do I need to improve myself? Do I need to improve myself so that I feel that, you know, I'm on the same level? And, you know, obviously just getting neutral to that, not judging yourself, but just getting yourself honest and being, okay, well, if I have areas to improve, I'll improve. On the other hand, you know, if I've done a job, you know, if it's a job well done, then I deserve this as well, and being okay with that. So getting your rewards, so strengthen you to getting all your rewards.
See, as soon as you said that, it's like his just reward. And sometimes, you know, parents will say, you know, that's your just reward is what's coming up. Like that, sometimes when someone gets in trouble or whatever, then that's because you were misbehaving. That's the kind of energy that's coming up. Like kind of like you're being too innocent is what's coming up, and you're not used to feeling this way. But I'm just getting, you've had a major heart opening. So of course, like if you listen to Leroy Maloof when he comes on here, he quite often will tell you that children under the age of 5 generally on average laugh 500 times a day, but most adults are lucky if they can squeak out 5. And I'm just getting that you're kind of reverting back to this place of where you laugh more. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I do. Last few days not so much, but in general, yes.
Mm-hmm. Like yesterday I came home from paddleboarding and my whole front yard was almost flooded, and instead of freaking out, I tested and we fixed it in 5 minutes. It was plugged, and there was two things. There was a water main break on one side of the street down the block, and on the other side they were doing construction. And so there was two things that were going on at the same time that an average person, an engineer, or anyone looking at the problem would assume it was the water main break. But when I tested it, it wasn't. It was coming from the other side, and I was correct. And once I found that out, in 5 minutes, I had the problem fixed without having to call anyone. I just fixed it myself. And so this is what I'm talking about, and this is what Phil is talking about. When you can get neutral to the absolute worst and the absolute best, then you make stronger choices, because most of the time we're not at our absolute best or worst. We're somewhere in between. So Phil, what else are you picking up here?
I'm just curious to see where you're at now, actually. On the 0 to 10 scale,
question,
that is.
Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, feeling a little bit better. But what comes up to me sometimes is like, do you feel anything in regards to commitment issues? Like feeling the pressure of commitment and it's going to be just like this one person or... yeah.
Well, is that something that, do you feel the pressure from coming from your mother to commit?
Oh, that's a good one.
So that's the issue. That's the issue right there, right?
Don't,
so let's just get you neutral to what your mother wants, okay? And when you see maybe, and this is also what bothers you is that maybe, just maybe, you're growing up and you realize that maybe what your mother wants for you is what you want for yourself too.
So I guess I'm not committed to my mom anymore because I'm moving on, right? Sort of.
Yeah,
Be neutral. Yeah, just be neutral. And be neutral to your mom's opinion. And, you know, whether you guys end up agreeing in the end or you don't agree, just be neutral to what she wants, you know. Maybe you'll please her, maybe you won't. But either way, you still love her, right?
You know, really, what happens, Raul, when you actually do love another person other than your mother and you're a man? You have to let go of your mother somewhat, because that person that you've invited into your life now changes your perspective on your mother is what's coming up.
Mm.
And so on some level, it's like you're divorcing your mother to have a girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
But you don't have to, obviously, because they're playing different roles. So you just, you know, let your mother be your mother. Let, you know, this woman be who she is.
How does that feel?
Liberating. I think that's the word that came up.
Yeah, and what's coming up, that's right away that reckless abandon card of mine, which is the solar or the solar eclipse. Or you can check that out at Tales from the Vector. But that's the gypsy card. That's like when you let go of everything and you allow yourself, and reckless abandon is spelled W-R-E-C-K, because you're not being reckless. What you're doing is you worked on something and you're actually getting what you want. And now you're bothered because you're afraid that now that you've got it, you might not want it. And then what?
Go ahead.
I'm getting that this woman is very, very high-end woman. She's a good woman. And I'm getting that if you don't want her, another man will take her immediately. So it's not going to be an issue for you.
That didn't feel good, but I understand your point.
Phil, that's woman's psychology.
Well, I think you nailed it. So, you know.
Yes.
We'll see how you feel after this whole phone call, but some more perspective will come in, you know.
Yeah. So thank you for calling in, Raul. I'm getting
thank
that
you
you're,
and
you never gave us a number. Like you said, you were feeling better. What does feeling better feel like number-wise to you right now?
Right now, I feel like 5 going down.
Yeah, I had you at a 5 about 2 minutes ago and sliding into a 3, third base.
Wait, third base, good. Heading home.
It kind of reminds me of that Meatloaf song, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right.
Thank you, Phil.
So,
thank you, Colette, very much.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free on here with me today, and we have another caller that we will take after this short break. We'll be right back in a few minutes here.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E-learners.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Phil Free here with me, and we were just before this last break, we were working with Raul from Seattle. Now, Phil felt like that there was still some energetic shifts that would bring you down from that 5 to going down to 3 to more of a neutral space. And what we both recognized is it's like you're standing in line waiting to, like, with the ticket, waiting to get on the ride. And Phil, what do you want to tell him about that?
Well, sometimes, like, we get all excited about the thought of something, but we haven't faced the fears of it, like a roller coaster or something like you're talking about, since that was the theme there. And you're all excited, and you feel like your excitement carry you to this point, and then it's not till you're in line and you're right in front of the roller coaster, you're inching closer, that all the fears start to hit you, and you start to second guess yourself whether you want to do this or not, and all that. So let's just strengthen that, you know, to do that anytime. Yes, if you have to do it in line, you do it in line. In life, though, you can also do it ahead of time. You can do it, further in the back of the line. You can do it before you get in line. You can do it before you get to the amusement park. So just strengthen all of that. And just the one other thing I noted during the commercial break, I just wanted to mention on the air, was anxiety. So just strengthen anxiety as a general issue for Raul and just a lot of other people. There's a lot of personality types that fall into the anxiety issues and stuff very easily. I mean, we all can, but certain types fall into it more than others. So just strengthen that and strengthen anxiety issues in general for people.
Cool.
Because there's a lot of fear about the future.
Yeah, so we have another caller that's been patiently waiting, so we're going to take this next call. And thank you, Raul, for calling in. We just wanted to finish up with that, just so that if you're still listening or you're listening later, that, it was just kind of like Phil was still feeling like there was a few shifts that would benefit you. But right now, what we have, Carter, is we have another caller. So this is, do we still have Ulith from Vancouver?
Yeah, Ulith, you're on the air on The Truth is Funny.
Hello, you two.
Hello, how are you?
I'm a little rough, but I'm a lot better than when we last spoke.
Good. I'm just going to fill free in.
All right, hi. So what's your issue today that we can help you with?
It's basically what you just said. It's I have a lot of grief because I'm coming up on a one-year anniversary of losing a loved one, and I have a lot of anxiety and grief around it, and I just wanted some help with that.
Okay, so on a scale 0 to 10, 10 being this is really, really horrible and you feel like, you know, it's challenging you in a huge way, and 0 being neutral, where are you on that scale at this time?
I'd say about an 8.
Okay, and so what's coming up here too, and I'm just going to fill in about this, is that we did a session a little bit ago, and we were working on that they wanted you to have a root canal, and it turned out to not be that. It turned out to just be a filling after we worked on it, and but you had kind of prepared yourself for this major surgery thing, and you and then you went through a major grief when you got. When you didn't have to do that. And I'm picking up that this is still, it's kind of like that sadness of like if you were listening before, where Raul would be standing in line and he's a little kid and he really wants to get on that ride, but at the last minute he panics and decides he's not going to use his ticket. And then when he gets home, he cries because he doesn't, you know, he didn't get to go on the ride and he's sad that he let himself down. And this is the kind of energy that I'm feeling, this grief. So this loved one that you lost, we're just going to strengthen that. And Phil, what are you picking up for the rest of this?
A variety thing, but overall that you just tune in with divine love. That's the main thing I'm getting for you, that no human being is going to replace that divine love, in a sense, that unconditional love that just exists throughout all energy. That just, that is life, in a sense. And connecting to that is going to be the highest comfort you can receive. So it'll strengthen you to that. There's just going to strengthen you to find love with people as well, but finding it just within yourself and that connection to divinity first and foremost, and then you can connect with others also.
And so we're going to strengthen this for you, what Phil was just saying. And when you get in touch with it now, and you just take a deep breath now, and we just want to check in with you. Has your perception shifted yet?
I think I'm down to a 6.
Mm-hmm. So what else, Phil?
So like you mentioned, you were correct that there is definitely grief in there, in your energy. So we're just going to strengthen you to all the grief experience, not just from this to life, but anything from your ancestors. We're just going to clear all this stuff. We're just a bunch of stuff I'm not even going to mention. Going to neutralize all the grief experience, all the letdown, all the disappointment. So, you know, sometimes in life we realize that, you know, we cannot follow others or, you know, leaders that we looked up to let us down. But let's just find that you can find that, like, divinity connection that we talked about, and you can be your own leader and you can be your own authority. And that will be your new norm from now on. And it may take a little while. It may happen overnight. It may happen over years, but just strengthen you for it to happen. And that you don't need to look outside yourself for answers. You're just as connected as any holy person or anybody, you know, anyone else, really. So just find those answers. And you can also practice this energy work if you want and become more confident with it if you need any guidance. So really also learn just to be honest and listen to yourself and understand the difference between what feels solid and what doesn't feel solid.
Awesome. Like I can, Ulith, where are you now? Like what number do you feel you're at?
Like a 4.
Yeah. And so a lot of when people are energetically shifting, quite often they'll break into laughter or they'll cry when they're shifting a lot. And this is just like, because it's like you're giving up a piece of yourself. And what's coming up is a lot of people, a lot of my clients and students, and you're one of those people that has taken my seminar. What happens is that a lot of times people, when they're feeling a little bit like there's a lot of shift going on, that they want to go backwards kind of to who they used to be. And you can't go back to who you used to be. None of us can. 1 second later, we're not that person anymore. And it's kind of a fallacy that people believe that on some level that they can go back to how they pick a time in their life when they felt like, oh, things are really good. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that things are really good right now. And that's the change that is actually coming up your deepest fear. So we just want to check in quickly here again because we're running out of time. Where are you at now?
I'm dropping soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you so much for calling in and sharing expressing. All the callers today are beautifully expressing a lot of the fears that a lot of people have out there. Phil, we only have a couple of minutes left. I was going to say hours, but it's a couple minutes. I want to thank you, all the callers, for calling in. And I want to, in particular, thank you for coming on and doing these shifts. Is there any last, you know, minute or so advice that you would like to share with people?
Yeah, it sounds like I'm tooting my own horn here, but I would just keep encouraging people to look into this energy stuff, educate, because, I mean, it really starts with this idea of being able to feel what feels solid and what doesn't, what feels balanced, what doesn't. And people just mistake emotions or other things for a strength or a weakness. And that's not what we're doing here. And that's how we're able to help people, by doing what we're doing here. So I just encourage others to learn this through Colette. You know, take a layer one or layer two, like take the classes or email me, and you know, I'll put together a class if I have enough interest as well. All right,
there we go. So thank you so much, Phil. Thank you, Carter, for fielding the calls and producing the show. Thank you, Pat. I so much enjoyed my interview with Pat yesterday. That was at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, and that would be in the archives now at Transformation Talk Radio. And I'll probably get it on my website here and share that with people in the next newsletter. Speaking of my newsletter, if you sign up, you get affirmations that really work, that actually succeed. It's a free MP3. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.